I met him in 1963 when I was at Harvard on a Nieman Fellowship in Journalism, and he was living on Cape Cod, and a mutual friend in Cambridge, Mass, invited me to a dinner with Kurt and his wife, and I think four other people, and people later asked me, well, did you and Mr. Vonnegut talk about writing? And I said, no, we talked about Shortridge High School. He graduated from Shortridge in 1940, and I graduated in 1950. And we both were great fans of that high school, and Kurt always referred to it a lot in his writing. In fact, he said he got a better education at Shortridge High School than he did at the five universities he attended. Three of those he was sent to while he was in the Army to get training for something that he couldn't use in the infantry. Anyway, he has six children, counting three that he raised who were his sister's children after his sister died of cancer, and her husband died the next day in a train wreck, which was very tragic. He mainly made a living on writing short stories for a while in the 1950s, when the popular magazines like Collier's and the Saturday Evening Post, they came out weekly, and they had four or five stories in each issue. But that really starts to dry up in the late 1950s, or really the early 60s, when television started getting most of the advertising money. So he had to write other things, and he wrote a number of novels in that period that really didn't get great attention. And then he had a teaching time at University of Iowa, the Iowa Writers Workshop, and he published a novel called Slaughterhouse-Five that became an international bestseller. There have been several books of short stories of his. It was just a few stories, and they weren't organized in a theme or anything. So this is the first time that all his stories that he wrote are in one book, so it's quite a large volume. Kurt Vonnegut, Complete Stories. And I co-edited it with a man, a professor at the University of Northern Iowa, who has been a Vonnegut scholar of his work for many years. So he and I devised a way of organizing stories into different like stories of war, stories of romance, stories of science, and then we wrote a brief introduction to each of those categories just so people would have an idea of what the thrust of them was. And included in these many stories were five previously unpublished stories. And those we found at the Lilly Library in Bloomington. The Lilly Library has the Kurt Vonnegut archive, so all of his work is there, and all of his stories are cataloged and in separate folders. And they even have ideas for stories that he hadn't been finished, but we only included stories that he finished.
Are these largely from earlier in Mr. Vonnegut's career?
Not always. They were, sent around, and, it's just like anybody sending out stories today. All of them are published. Some of them, I think, ahead of their time, maybe. And it's remarkable that only five that he wrote were not previously published. And I think after he stopped writing short stories and just devoted himself to novels, he didn't continue. continue to send out the stories that hadn't been published. He just put them aside. He stopped writing short stories, really, in 1963. And I think it'll be a real treat for people who, the many, many people who enjoy Vonnegut's work. And I also edited a book of his letters, and I really think from those letters, a person of great loyalty. He was especially loyal to writers and the cause of writers, and he was also very interested in keeping books from being banned, and he always spoke up for writers in other countries that were in political trouble. And Slaughterhouse-Five was there was a high school in Drake, North Dakota that not only banned the book or tried to, but they burned copies in the high school furnace. And he wrote a very eloquent letter to the chairman of the school board of that district and told him why, first of all, that before books should first be read before they're banned. And there was really nothing that would make this book a candidate for being banned or not being read by high school students. In fact, he's always been popular with high school students because a lot of his stories are imaginative and really sort of give people an understanding, a different way of viewing